KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Amnesty International South Africa has slammed the Basic Education Department for what it's described as a failure to clamp down on pit latrines at schools. It's after a three-year-old child drowned after falling into a pit toilet at a preschool in the Eastern Cape last week. Spokesperson for the human rights group Genevieve Quintal.
It is horrendous and unacceptable that another child has died in a pit latrine. We need answers as to why this keeps happening. How many more children must die before the Department of Basic Education takes this seriously? The department has to authorize early childhood development centers to operate, and so has a responsibility to ensure that all safety guidelines are adhered to in line with the national norms and standards.
A political analyst has advised voters to pay close attention to what some political parties are promising during their election campaigns.
There are other political parties that will come with a manifesto and say things that are not achievable or things that they cannot be able to do. So it's important for people to know that some political parties or leaders would only speak for the purposes of ensuring that they are voted into power.
Leva and Doe's comments come as the country gears up for the elections on May 29th. The Independent Electoral Commission says almost 28 million people are registered to vote.
Citizens should look out for people who are patriotic, who are prepared to serve, people who are selfless, who want to ensure that they do not benefit as individuals. But more importantly, citizens should not vote for leaders who are corrupt.
The Constitutional Court has issued a directive in the Electoral Commission's bid to appeal a court order on Jacob Zuma's candidacy. The Apex Court issued directives to the former president and the MK party, who are opposing the application, to file answering affidavits on or before tomorrow. Zuma was initially disqualified by the IEC to run for public office due to his prison sentence after he was found guilty of contempt in 2021. However, the Electoral Court upheld a challenge from Zuma and the MK party. And abroad, China will send a fresh crew to its Tiangong space station tomorrow evening. It's the latest mission in a program that aims to send astronauts to the moon by 2030. The mission will be led by a fighter pilot and astronaut who was previously part of a mission in 2021. Your top story this hour. Amnesty International South Africa has slammed the Basic Education Department for what it's described as a failure to clamp down on pit latrines at schools. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.